Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 36 for Thursday, August 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Thursday as gains in the Chicago soy complex and other outside markets provided support. Canola was up by $2 to $5, the November contract up $2.60 at $472.30 per ton. Advances in crude oil and the North American stock markets also helped canola see a bit of a corrective bounce off nearby lows. The need to keep some weather premiums in the futures helped underpin canola, as well as the market will likely need to ration some demand going forward. However, the Canadian dollar is also stronger today, and that did put some pressure on canola. The general technical trend also remains pointed down, and that made any bounces higher a good selling opportunity from a chart standpoint. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher, while wheat was mixed with the bias lower. Soybeans are up 7 to 16 cents, the November contract up 12 at $8.77 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at nearly 1.5 million tons for new crop. That was well ahead of trade guesses and more than made up for small net cancellations for old crop deliveries. The gains in the outside financial and energy markets today also lent spillover support to beans, but there is still more than enough uncertainty on the economic front to keep some caution in the futures. Relatively favorable weather conditions across the Midwest also limited the upside potential for beans. Corn prices were up 1 to 4 cents, the December contract up a penny at $3.74 per bushel. Weekly export sales were also supportive for corn, with new crop business of nearly a million tons, making up for slightly disappointing old crop net cancellations. On the other side, the looming U.S. harvest, as operations are starting up in the southern states, did limit the upside. Wheat was up a penny to down 4 cents, most months lower, the December contract in Chicago down 3 cents at $4.91 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 529,000 tons did beat trade guesses, but are still seen as too small overall, as U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally. Large world wheat supplies also put pressure on wheat. The International Grains Council raised their estimate for global wheat production this year by 10 million tons to 720 million. That would be right in line with the previous year's production. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, August 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.